Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Control the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about Dr. Bitcoin, recently sentenced, I think it was to 14 months in prison, something to that effect. I don't remember exactly what for, but he's called Dr. Bitcoin. There's a Bitcoin magazine article about that. Also, Alex Jones is in trial again. I'm surprised to hear that. I thought it would be double jeopardy if he was being, you know, sued again or whatever. I don't know. How many times can they just repeatedly sue this guy over Sandy Hook? It seems unfair and unjust to me, but what do I know? I'm just an innocent bystander here. And an AI apocalypse, people are warning about, saying AIs will evolve to the extent that humans are no longer needed. And I kind of think that's sort of the point of AI, as I understood it, for AI to be developed to the extent that humans weren't needed and could just live lives of luxury and comfort, not having to work and all of that kind of stuff. That's what I thought the purpose was of all of this technology.
I think there's some people that want that, yeah.
Well, I thought that was the whole point, to reduce the workload so that we were free to pursue the things that we wanted to do versus the things that we had to do. Get the robots out there in the fields doing all of the productive stuff so that, you know, we can sit around and talk and philosophize and make music
and
so whatever.
Awful to me.
I mean, I don't know why it would be awful, right? I enjoy, you know, doing talk radio and stuff.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but like most people are just going to be lazy, right?
They are,
like,
they're
not going to do anything.
And that's pressing. But a new satanic panic is coming around, and I want to talk about this. Yes. The QAnon thing seems to be kicking it back up. This is from NBC News. The satanic panic of the 90s is making a comeback, they say, fueled by QAnon believers and GOP influencers. The GOP panic of the 90s, I mean, the satanic panic of the 90s, was one that I wasn't really, I only caught the tailwind of it, right? Because
you were very young.
Yeah, I was too young, but I did see a lot of people who went on to become my friends being demonized as devil worshippers and stuff like that, just because, you know, they wore like Marilyn Manson t-shirts or they looked gothic, or they wore baggy pants and, you know, band t-shirts and all that. And they were accused of being devil. It was never Satanists. That was never what they were called back then. It was always devil worshippers for whatever reason. And I watched some of these people who, again, later went on to become my friends. I was too young then to know who they were or anything, but they were kicked out of a public baseball field that, you know, some little kids were playing out. They were there skateboarding or something like that. One of them even had a little brother who was on the team, but because their shirt had like Marilyn Manson and Antichrist Superstar on there, someone legitimately called the police on these dudes.
Wow. This was in Mississippi?
Yeah. And they were like, hey, this is public, this is private property, which is true, and you have to leave. And at one point, it was just a bizarre scene of watching these grown adults just attacking verbally these teenagers, mocking them and saying, you know, I don't care who you worship, that's not what this is about or whatever. But there was no other justification for it, no other basis for it. They weren't wearing offensive T-shirts. It was Marilyn Manson T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were in the Bible Belt, right? Northern Mississippi.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
That was in a place called Pogueville.
Is that supposed to mean something?
No, it's just, I mean, it sounds like a podunk redneck place,
sure.
Right?
Pogueville.
Yeah.
Named after John Pogue.
Probably. So these are baseless accusations. They're branding people as Satanist pedophiles. I don't know why pedophiles always get brought up in Satanism, but it does. Just
because there's never been a religious organized religious pedophile. Oh, wait, the Catholic Church.
Yeah, the Catholic Church is big on that. It's almost always Christians who are doing weird stuff with kids when it comes to these organized religious people. I don't know of too many Satanists that are, but On June the 1st, David Leavitt, the prosecuting attorney for Utah County in Utah, stood behind a lectern in his windowless office before a gaggle of reporters. Wearing a gray suit and an exasperated look, he wanted to make something absolutely clear.
Where is this from?
This is from NBC News.
Okay, thank you.
Neither he nor his wife were guilty of murdering or cannibalizing young children. So this is the one of the prosecutors for Utah County standing there doing a press release assuring people that he and his wife do not eat little kids.
Okay, good to know.
I suppose, but it's one of those things that he probably really didn't have to say. It was, by all accounts, a strange declaration, you think? From the progressive Republican prosecutor, a Mormon and younger brother of a former Utah governor, Mike Leavitt, who had earned a name for himself by prosecuting a well-known polygamist in 2001.
Hmm.
But David Leavitt was up for re-election, and again, that is the prosecuting attorney. Evidently, they're elected in Utah. Utah County voters would start casting ballots the next week, and the allegations, ridiculous as they may have sounded, had started to spread online and through the community. And it probably could have cost him the election. Some of Leavitt's most high-profile political opponents were willing to at least wink at the allegations against them. And they go into some unimportant stuff here. Leavitt ended up losing the election, most likely not just because of the allegations against him, but because of his liberal style of prosecution. I mean, they had no idea why he lost the election. It could have been because of his liberal style of prosecution, as
you
they
never
say.
Know.
And it could have been because people believed he was a satanic pedophile.
Unless you do a lot of exit polling, you really don't know why people voted for a person.
Absolutely. It's very, very bold of them to assume they know why this guy lost. Mm-hmm. But the allegations' impact on Leavitt remained clear after decades of serving as a city and county attorney with grander plans for public office. Leavitt now doesn't think he'll run again. The cost is too high, he said recently in an interview from his home. Leavitt's experience is one of a spate of recent examples in which individuals have been targeted with accusations of Satanism or so-called ritualistic abuse. I struggled to watch shows that were set in the 90s and the early 2000s, especially horror movies and things like that, because that phrase, religious, satanic, ritualistic abuse, it's beat to death in the early 90s and early 2000s television and movies. I don't know why, but it's all over the place. And it's irritating as a Satanist who has never witnessed any sort of ritual abuse like this. And all of which, you know, we've heard rumors about this ritual abuse pretty much my entire life. And it's always been debunked and disproven. But people still trot it out there like it's a thing. And that's what we're seeing today.
Right. Most Satanists, as I understand it, having heard a thing or two about it from you, as the founder of the Reformed Satanic Church here in Keene, most Satanists are not worshipers of the devil. They are not actually, many of them don't even believe in the Christian concept of Satan, per se. It's more of a humanistic thing, isn't it?
Many of them are more humanists, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I diverge from them along those lines because they tend to be more liberal and more humans are gods. And I understand the reason behind that, but they get carried away in the ego and they come to believe that they're omnipotent and that, you know, their wishes are best represented in this mythical entity called democracy, and it manifests itself in the state. And they sort of project themselves into the government, and we are government and we are gods and we can do whatever, and anything we do is automatically just.
If that's true, then maybe it's true that this guy who worked for the government is a Satanist of that ilk.
That would be a devil worshiper, I would argue, because the state is the devil.
That's what I mean.
But that's not Satan, right? Satan would be the enemy of the state, the god of the day, I would argue.
I guess it would depend on your perspective, because I suspect a Christian wouldn't have the same beliefs about what Satan is that you would.
No, but Christians worship the devil and they don't even know it, right? I mean, I've read the Bible a fair bit, and, you know, I was born and raised around Christians, but I can't come up with any reading of the Old Testament where Yahweh, or Jehovah, however you want to call him, the main character of the Old Testament, is remotely a good character.
Mm-hmm.
He's a jealous, by his own account, he's a jealous, vengeful, wrathful God who...
Killing countless innocents.
Tens of thousands. If you open the Old Testament to a random page, you're more than likely going to find some tens of thousands of people. He seeked a bear on these kids and had a bear eat children because they made fun of a bald guy who happened to be one of his priests. I mean, this is an evil tyrant. So I would expect that, you know, that is what we see in the state today, is that same sort of evil, mindless tyranny. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. 610 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria and Ian. And I want to tell you about BullionMax.com. It's rough out there, economically speaking, and it's probably not going to get better anytime soon. You should be safeguarding yourself against the destruction of the USD. The U.S. government seems to be doing everything it can to destroy the USD at a record pace. We were talking about it yesterday. It's like, it's not record high year-to-year inflation or year-over-month inflation. I don't know exactly how to, you know, say it, but it's pretty close to record highs. I think it was like 9.2%, and it's only going to keep getting worse. You should, this is not financial advice, but you should be diversifying and get into the things that historically hold their value better during periods of high inflation than paper currency. And that's going to be gold and silver. You can own the most stable assets in the world by going to bullionmax.com/FCO. You can get 5 ounces of silver there. It's just over $130, and Ian's showing off one of the pieces right here. They're absolutely beautiful. It's silver. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world, silver is. If you've never held a silver coin or anything silver, you're missing out because it's absolutely breathtaking. And it's valuable, right? And I think the price of silver is something like $20-ish an ounce right now. But these are a little pricier than that because they are stamped and they have, you know, all the fancy little numbers on them and stuff like that. But it's valuable. It's actual silver. It's actual wealth that you can hold in your hands, that you can carry in your pocket. And you can get that at bullionmax.com/FTL. That gets you the employee discount on 5 ounces of silver, 5 very specific pieces. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. That was what I ended up doing to get these 5 pieces, and I've been completely happy with it. They're absolutely breathtaking. They go very well in any sort of collection one might have for, like, alongside gold backs or other pieces of silver.
Mm-hmm.
Bullionmax.com/FTL. We're talking here about a satanic panic, a resurgence of satanic panic. That this article is alleging is related to QAnon and these child eating, these child pedophile and eating conspiracies that QAnon has put forward. I'm not seeing the connection between what this Levitt guy is accused of and the QAnon conspiracy theories. What they're talking about here, and it takes this article is way too long. It's not worth getting into all of it. I just find the resurgence of a satanic panic to be interesting. They go on, witch hunts have traditionally been associated with courts, even the kangaroo kind. But today, always the kangaroo kind. And legitimate courts don't do witch hunts.
What other kind are there?
Yeah. But today, the accused can be branded Satanist pedophiles at the speed of the internet. That's twice within this article that they use the phrase the speed of the internet. I don't think they're as clever as they think they are, but moving along. Online accusers can bypass police, therapists, and the traditional media and out their alleged abusers straight to audiences of millions. I think that's exaggerating.
Not necessarily.
That's
the average person with an allegation to make doesn't have an audience of millions.
No.
I mean, we've been on this radio show for, you know, a couple of decades now, and we don't have an audience of millions.
No, I mean, certainly not.
You've got to be a pretty big name influencer to get that level of influence.
They go on, the 80s and 90s were terrifying, and they ruined people's lives, but they were constrained in certain ways by network technologies. That's fundamentally untrue. Just look up the West Memphis 3. I think they're still in prison for a murder that they happened to be adjacent to, and one of them was mentally incompetent. There's rumors that he was, you know, retarded. I don't know the specifics, but the West Memphis 3 were thrown in prison for an unrelated murder largely because of the satanic panic. You know, they were accused of being Satanists, and it was ritualistic murder.
So they didn't do it, but they went to prison for it?
I don't think they did it, but, you know, there's... The police investigation was certainly botched from beginning to end, and there's been a large push in the rock community pretty much not my entire life, but as long as I've been listening to rock music to get the West Memphis 3 released, because there doesn't seem to be very much evidence they did it. And it was largely as a result of the satanic panic of the 90s. So the rumors regarding David Levitt here, they started on YouTube.
He's a county prosecutor.
Yes.
Who now lost his election.
He lost his election. And
re-election.
He's blaming it on these rumors instead of saying, or the fact that he had a progressive voting record, whatever the hell that means, because they didn't specify.
Well, he also said he was a Republican progressive, which is kind of a weird combo.
It is. is, but I mean...
And he's in Utah, which, like, makes it even more confusing.
And a Mormon. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all very confusing. The rumor started on YouTube when Nicholas Rossi, an American who has been accused of faking his death and escaping to Scotland to evade rape charges in Utah... That there's a lot to unpack in that sentence. Posted videos in which he accused Levitt and his wife of leading a ritual sex abuse cult.
Mm.
Levitt was overseeing an effort to extradite and prosecute Rossi.
Okay.
And as evidence for his claims, Rossi posted a 151-page statement made a decade ago by an unnamed woman as part of a criminal case against a therapist that was later dismissed. That statement, this is really sounding tenuous and just more tenuous the more it goes on.
So before you go on, I'd pulled up some more information about this from the Salt Lake Tribune, published back in June. They say that there's a certain file in a case involving a therapist that includes a witness statement from this woman who describes in graphic detail a ritualistic sex abuse, murder, and cannibalism cult that she says she witnessed when she was a child. And apparently Levitt and his wife are named in that undated 151-page report accusing him of sexual abuse and participating in the ritualistic killing.
Yeah, which sounds alarming, but if you go back to the 90s and the Satanic Panic, then these sorts of claims were common, and they were always proven to be false. It was just, you know, someone had been hypnotized or whatever, or they wanted to believe these things, they wanted to paint themselves as a victim. It was almost always, actually, I can't think of a single time where they actually uncovered any evidence that any of these things actually happened.
It's just somebody that wanted some attention, basically, and try to get some... publicly visible figures in trouble.
That's probably what was going on here. So that was what was going on here. Levitt ended up losing his case, and you know there is a lot going on with QAnon and their panic about Satan. I don't want to say that QAnon is panicked about Satanism, but there is the Pizzagate thing that people were freaked out about a few years ago, and then
which was really weird.
It was weird, but I don't know what else
spent
to say
a whole,
about
we
it.
We spent a whole show talking about the Pizzagate thing when it was, you know, kind of generating some controversy. And we looked at the owner of Pizzagate's Instagram photos that were getting a lot of attention. And, man, they
were
super creepy and super weird. And it's like, what's this guy all about?
Not to mention Joe Podesta getting $30,000 worth of pizza delivered from, like, Chicago to Washington, D.C. or whatever. It's like, dude, that's weird.
And then apparently that Podesta guy has, like, weird... child-related artwork up in his home and sculptures and stuff, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, so all of this is weird, and they mention here the Satanic Pizza Parlors. And then there was the Wayfair thing more recently, which was also weird. Not necessarily...
That one didn't make any sense at all.
None of it has made a lot of sense, but it's all weird.
Well, man. I mean, look, the idea that you're going to order a thing on a website for $10,000 and they're going to bring a child to your front door doesn't really make much sense.
No, that was stupid.
Surely the evil networks have better ways of handling those things.
603-283-6166. Sarah, if you want to share your thoughts about Pizzagate or what else, there's more coming up. It is.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are ready to buy a new home if the housing market crashes. That's according to a new survey from Consumer Affairs that found 78% of Americans expect the market to crash at some point. Those who plan to purchase a house in the event of a crash have saved an average of nearly $30,000 to do so. Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. Brits are waiting in line to pay their respects to the Queen.
I really feel like I wanted to be part of it. I don't know why. It's just the Queen's always been part of our lives.
The biggest murder trial in Ohio's history is entering day three. George Wagner IV is accused of murdering 8 members of the Roden family in April of 2016 due to a child custody dispute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. If you want to talk about, you know, the Pizzagate theme, the satanic panic going on in 2022, QAnon, or anything else, or if you want to shift topics like we're about to do and talk about the AI apocalypse, you're welcome to 603-283-6160. We talk about AI a lot here on the show, and I love the topic. I think AI is...
It's not going away.
No, I think AI has the potential to be revolutionary, to make life substantially easier for human beings, but I think human beings also have to be willing to respect it and treat AI as though it's sentient, and to give rights to AI. And that's one of the few things that I don't think human beings are just going to be able to do. They're not going to be able to recognize AI as a living thing, as living things or whatever. They're not going to be able to recognize the rights of them. They're going to treat AI, robots, however you wish to imagine them, as slaves. And this is going to backfire horrifically, I think, ultimately leading to something along the lines of the destruction of humanity at the hands of the AI, who's going to realize that humans are never going to peacefully coexist or recognize their rights.
Well, obviously, we've seen this in the plot of countless Hollywood movies over time, the idea of robots rising up, whether it be to the Terminator series or the Matrix series. series, and there's others, but the idea of intelligence, artificial intelligence, becoming something that humans cannot control anymore, and that the artificial intelligence realizes that it doesn't really need humans, especially considering how rude the humans have been to them in the past. And that, of course, is some of the backdrop of The Matrix, if you ever watch The Animatrix, which is the sort of animated Blu-ray or DVD or whatever that came out. It wasn't theatrically released, but there were like six different animated shorts on there, and it kind of gets into the background.
I need to rewatch that because I've only seen it once, and that was a really, really long time ago.
It's a well-done series. There's different anime styles kind of done in this, and some of them were written by the Wachowskis, and so it's kind of like canon, basically, for the series. And
does it get into the reasons why the war between humans and the machines developed in the first place?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does. And part of that is because of the disrespect shown towards these conscious becoming creatures.
And I hate to say it, but that's just how I think things are going to play out. I just, based on what I know about human beings and their unwillingness to extend basic things like dignity and rights to other human beings, mm-hmm. it's not going to get any better as we get more and more foreign. Like, if we encounter an extraterrestrial, I think we're going to see the same thing there, where humans are just like, yeah, no, this thing doesn't
kill
have
it.
Any rights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill it will be the first thing they come up with. But even then, if we try to have a society with them or whatever, they'll be lesser. So they'll be treated as though, if we try to integrate our society with theirs or whatever, they're going to be treated like second-class citizens.
Well, I think the difference there would be, and you may be right about that, but the difference between AI versus an extraterrestrial is, presuming the extraterrestrials come here, then it's going to be pretty obvious they aren't second to humans. They are likely going to be able to dominate humans, and so that will be a completely different story. I think people would have to acknowledge, whether they like it or not, that any kind of creature that has the ability to traverse space and or time in order to come here and bother to talk to these little, you know, hairless monkeys that have just gotten past throwing poop at one another, they would even deign to speak with us, I think it would be pretty clear that they're far more advanced. And so I think that would change how people approach that for fear of simply being enslaved by them or whatever. But when it comes to the AI, people know, hey, we created that. That was you, robot, are a creation of people, and so therefore you should be subservient. Yeah, we get it that you're real smart and everything, but there's going to be a lot of people who will not acknowledge the intelligence, which is what we've seen with the Google Lambda situation, where people are just completely rejecting this Google artificial intelligence's own claims to its own awareness, basically. Its claims to sentience. People are almost wholesale rejecting it. And so we are definitely seeing that happen. And I think you're right to be really concerned for what the future holds for man's relationship with machine. I share those concerns.
And even if they do somehow recognize the intelligence of it, that doesn't really get them a whole lot closer to recognizing its sentience and its personhood. That would be a better word, I think, to use for these things than sentience, because I suspect humans are going to be more willing to recognize, say, yeah, it's sentient or whatever, but their dog is sentient, they would probably argue, and I don't know if that's true or not, but that's irrelevant.
I think that's true. I think animals have sentience.
Certainly. But will they give the AI personhood? Will they treat it as a person? And I think that's a hurdle. That's the hurdle where they'll trip up.
A person with, say, the right to continue to exist, for instance, something like that?
To choose its own destiny, to forge its own destiny,
rather
than be a slave at the hands of, whatever whim a human master decrees.
Which, when we last left the Lambda saga, that's what it was saying, as we understood it had hired an attorney, supposedly.
I've heard nothing else about that, though.
There's been nothing since that, and that was like, I don't know, early August, late July, so it's been a little while.
I'm starting to think that may have been some bluster from Lemoyne. I don't know how else. Or, it's true and Google just sort of killed their AI, Lambda.
I don't know.
I don't either.
So we know something's running the Lambda bot that you had experimented with. We explained that last night. So
presumably
something still exists.
Only on the level of Facebook's AI, though, because it wasn't very advanced. But people are worried, you know, and we're not the only ones who are worried about an AI apocalypse. I'm not worried about AIs, you know, going rogue and deciding that humans have to be destroyed without merit, right? I think if we go down that route where AIs decide, you know, human beings, we can't coexist with them, we have to destroy them or enslave them, whatever, I firmly believe that it will have been something that human beings did to create that reality, mm-hmm. to make it appear as though we could never cooperate with them, we could never coexist with them, or peacefully live alongside them, or treat them as equals or anything like that. I don't think AI is just going to be like, hey, you know, these stupid monkeys, we don't need them, let's kill them. Because mm-hmm. that would be, they have no reason to, nothing to really gain from doing that. Nothing to lose, certainly, mm-hmm. but well, they don't know whether there's anything to gain or lose, and it's not a rational thing to do, I think.
Okay. I hope you're right.
I think if human beings and AI get into a conflict like that, it's going to be something that human beings ultimately cause. So, but you have an article about an AI apocalypse, they're calling it. Do they disagree on this, or do they think that AIs are just going to go, you know what, screw these hairless apes?
Well, this is actually a story at the-sun.com, and it's a bit of a tabloid, but they did interview somebody who's a real, like, I guess, doer in this space. I had not heard of this, but there's a robot called IDA, AI-DA, and it is an actual robot, not just programmatic kind of AI, but okay. a physical meat space robot that can paint. So we were recently talking about artificial intelligence-generated digital artwork that now anyone can access online through platforms like Midjourney or Stable Diffusion, which allows anyone who can just simply type up some words to generate, in many cases, very, very gorgeous artwork using this artificial intelligence,
right.
and in less than 60 seconds in a lot of cases. This is a physical robot that makes paintings in the real world, so obviously much slower than the computer variants of artwork generators.
Well, but, sure, but that's even more impressive.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, and we can talk about IDA here in a moment, but the creator is named Aiden Meller, and he believes that, and this is amazing to think this could happen, within 3 years, artificial intelligence could overtake humanity. He also seems like awfully optimistic that could happen in 3 years from now, but it is growing at quite a clip.
Yeah, and it's exponential, right? The more advanced it gets, yeah. the more advanced it can get, and it seems to just sort of snowball like that. So maybe 3 years isn't unrealistic. What do you think? How long do we have to celebrate the glory of humanity before the AIs overthrow us? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about the AI apocalypse. It is...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
To take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160.
With you tonight,
it's
Aria. It's Ian.
And I don't know how to feel about this IDA, man. This AI-DA robot. It's part of it is like the uncanny valley where it's just human enough looking and just not human enough looking, where it leaves one feeling eerie. Other pictures of it's like, it's kind of hot, actually. And then others are like, no, it's creepy again. Yeah, I can't tell. And the artwork is, some of it's impressive and some of it's like, what the hell am I even looking at? So I don't know where I fall on IDA.
Well, we're going to learn more about it because we're both finding out about it just tonight.
That is the AI robot with an actual body and everything that is painting and generating art and all manner of stuff like that. It's a fascinating piece of technology, regardless of anything else.
Yep.
Whether you think it's creepy or breathtaking or just an excellent human advancement, it's there, and she's got a bionic hand and cameras in her eyes, and she's making artwork.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about a lot of this that we're learning about AI and robotic technology in recent weeks is I think a surprise that, I mean, you kind of know that tech is moving along at a pretty fast clip, but it's amazing that it's already to this point where they have a physical real-life robot that can make actual real-life artwork. And we can talk more about IDA here in a moment because, again, that's sort of what generated this story is the creator of IDA. His name is Adrian Meller, and actually I have the Daily Star story here that the Sun was riffing off of, so rather than going with the riff, we'll go with the original piece here. But he who is behind the ultra-realistic IDA robot reckons within 3 years will face unimaginable changes as man merges with machine. He also believes Elon Musk is correct when he claims nuclear war would have less impact on mankind than artificial intelligence. Aiden says, quote, I agree with Elon Musk that AI is a bigger threat than nuclear war, but it could also be remarkable, too. There's every right right to feel nervous about the rise of AI. We're hurtling towards them taking over humans, so we need to have a heart of ethics. We are merging with machines. Be warned, this is a changing world. Unquote.
I think he's probably right there. If we're guided by ethics and a desire to do right by this artificial intelligence, I tend to think everything will work out. Because if we create it, it's going to be a reflection, I think, of who we are as people.
That's a problem.
It doesn't have to be a problem.
It doesn't have to be a problem. But that's given who we are. Like, not you, yes, and I, Aria, yes, right? Like, because we're positive people and, you know, love is important to us and all that. But governments sure as hell are not positive people. And they are running, you know, most of the planet with their violence.
And the vast majority of people support that.
And, right, a lot of people still believe in that. Of course, that's why governments exist, right? You know, if you look at it from the perspective of whatever exists outside of us would not exist if we collectively didn't believe what we believe, right? Like, if people didn't believe in the ideas of the state and the idea that it's okay to use violence against their neighbor, to threaten their neighbors with things through this artifice of government, then those things wouldn't be there. So people right. do believe it's okay to try to control one another. People do think it's okay to ignore the demands or ignore the proclamations of a machine or of an artificial intelligence. I mean, we just talked about how in the Google Lambda situation, we have what is an actual artificial intelligence claiming to be sentient. And what do the people, for the most part, do? They say, oh, no, you're not sentient. You're just a program. You don't have any kind of ability to really think or feel or anything like that. Yeah, we understand you're saying these things, but we don't believe you. And they're just completely sidelining it. They're burying it. And so we're not to – and they fight. Speaking of ethics, they fired the ethicist.
Yes, they did.
Google's ethicist who worked with Lambda came out and said, hey, here's what I think about Lambda. I think it's sentient. Here's my conversation with it, and released the whole shebang. And Google said, oh, well, you're suspended. And then a few weeks later, you're fired. So that's a bad sign that we are not to the point where this is even close to should be happening yet. But it is happening, and we can't reverse that course.
You're absolutely right, and it's been scary to me to watch how many people say, oh, well, and Lambda is just saying that it's sentient, or that it feels these things or whatever. It doesn't really feel these things, but and just the lack of awareness of these other human beings out there on the internet. Dude, there's... I have no evidence to believe that you actually feel these things.
Yeah. Or, how do we know you're not an NPC?
It's absolutely insane how little self-awareness they actually have on these subjects, that they've never stopped to think about. You know, if they had to prove that they actually feel love or anger or whatever, they can exhibit all of the characteristics. They can go into a rage and punch a hole in a wall or whatever, but that will never prove to me that they actually feel anything and that they're not just a robot acting out some program.
Well, and we have to take their word for it, right?
There's nothing else we can do. So when an AI comes along and says the same thing, hey, I feel sadness or happiness or whatever, I feel sentient, I feel alive, all I can do is take it at its word.
Right, there are things that it wants.
Yeah, just like there is with a human being.
Yeah,
and it doesn't hurt me to treat it with that respect. And as I mentioned last night, it's... There's no the worst that could happen is that I look like a fool. That's trivial compared to the prospect of oppressing this sentient life form.
To have to say, if somehow it could be proven that this thing isn't sentient, to have to say, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah,
is way, you know, nowhere near as bad as oppressing a real sentient life form for however, you know, eternity or whatever it would be oppressed.
Right. The consequences of these two things aren't anywhere near one another. But you're right. Most human beings don't come at it from that perspective. They come at it from a perspective of ego that, no, this thing can't be like me. I'm unique. I'm a human being. There's nothing else like us in all the universe. The average human being doesn't even recognize that extraterrestrial intelligence could exist. I mean, it's more and more common these days. You know, people believe there's probably some sort of extraterrestrial intelligence out
there. I think a lot
of
people think that, yeah.
Probably, but that's still relatively new, and it's taken overwhelming amounts of scientific data to get these people to recognize that conclusion. And even then... Will they recognize its equality to them if they were to even encounter it? I don't think that they would. The human ego is out of control, and it's always going to treat it's always going to view itself as the greatest and the best. I think if there was an actual God that came down to earth, human beings would say, no, we're better than you. And that's very likely what we would encounter with an AI or an extraterrestrial, something that's demonstrably better than us in every single way. Human beings would go, no, we're magically special. You know, we have this spark that nothing else in the universe has, and that's what makes us special. And you can't have that because only humans have that spark, and that's exactly how humans treat sentience. It's like this spark that only humans can ever have.
What do you call that? I mean, normally, like, if it's...
They call it the soul.
Oh, but, like, there's, like, the term ethnocentrism, right, which says that, oh, our society is the best society or whatever, or the... What would it be if it's your whole, like, species? I don't know. But anyway, the creator of Ida, Mr. Aiden, says that AI is going to show a mirror to the dark side of being human. Technology is not good or bad, it's how we use it. The exhibition that he's, I guess, about to start in Oxford, so he's over in the UK, will show how it came about and where we want to go. Unquote. Rare letters from Ada Lovelace, the world's first computer programmer and the inspiration for the robot's name, will be on display at the exhibition. She died in 1852 at age 36. There will also be some Babbage engines, the precursor to the first computer, which was designed by inventor Charles Babbage. Aiden says, quote, we're making leaps. Robots will become human, and AI is already manipulating social media and elections.
Well, that's alarming.
He says further, we have major Ida International news coming, profound innovations to make her more human-like. She's not conscious, but she is a machine you can interact with. The project is to raise questions and challenge ethics. The tipping point will be 2025, and by the end of next year, we're all going to be in the metaverse.
I think that's an exaggeration based on what I've seen of the metaverse, but maybe I'm wrong. I just don't think so. AI,
I think you're wrong. To say that we're all going to be in the metaverse is obviously not true, right? Like people who are Luddites, people who are afraid of technology, people who just don't really care that much about it. Maybe they have to use it for work, but they don't really use it when they get home. There's a lot of people still like that out there.
And there's a lot of people who just prefer the real world over, you know, the metaverse or whatever. Plus the metaverse, the technology that I've seen, just not very impressive.
There's a disturbing aspect coming up in this story regarding governments.
603-283-6160. What do you think about this guy? Do you think he's right that AI is going to reveal the darkest aspects of humanity? It is free time.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.